Beis Tammuz, Monday the 30th of June, Rabbi David Moshe Bloy, Bilam's Vision.
There was something special about the prophet of Bilam, more than all Nevi'im. We know that all Nevi'im, the Nevuah, was be'aspaklaria she'eino me'ira. Aspaklaria she'eino me'ira. Besides Moshe Rabbeinu, that he was aspaklaria ame'ira. What's the difference? So, Chazal tell us that the nevuah from Leikon beYisrael ken Moshe Oid, like Moshe Rabbeinu, there was no more Navi in Klal Israel. Besides, Be'um Yisraelam, come by the Goyim, Yad Bilam, that he was the same dargeis, the same way of nevuah like Moshe Rabbeinu. The Maharil Diskin, Rabbi Yeshua Lev Diskin from Brisk, Yerushalayim, explains that there was a difference how the Navi gets his Nevuah. The all Nevi'im got the Nevuah absecret, they got the idea, and they needed to give out the Nevuah, the idea that they got, in their own language. It means, let's say, for example, if the Navi used as language daily, I mean what he used to know was English, so the Nevuah, he was giving out the Nevuah in English and French, and every language that he spoke with his own examples from the way that he used to live, and that's why we see differences between Nevuahs. Yirmiyahu speaks his own language, the language that was in his days speaking, the Hebrew changes from year to year, from age to age, he was speaking his own language. Yechezkel is later, he speaks a different language. You have Yeshaya is earlier, Yoina, and you can see differences between Nevuahs. Why? Because the Navi is not getting words that he's supposed to say, only he's getting an idea, and the idea he gives out, the abstract idea, he gives it out in his own language. Two Nevi'im was different. They didn't get the Nevuah idea that they gave out in their own language, only they got words. Moshe Rabbeinu, and Lehavdil, Bilam. This is Bilam HaRoshe, the only ones that got not Koy Omar Hashem, or idea that they gave out in their own language, only Zeh Dvar Hashem. This is Dvar Hashem, what Hashem said. They got words and it came out from his mouth, Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinoi. The Shechina spoke out from his throat. It means it's not he's saying what he thinks, his idea that he, you know, like they call it Lehalbish, it, address it. He takes an idea and he puts it into words, he puts it in the, and he's giving out the words that he got from Hashem. Why it was so special, Bilam? By Moshe Rabbeinu, we see it in a few places, Rayas and Tanakh, that was the way of his Nevuah. Besides what Chazal tell us, there's also a very interesting vote from Reb Chaim Brisker. He says, when we see the argument between, the negotiation between Moshe Rabbeinu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to send them to Klal Israel, to go take out Yidden from Mitzrayim, so, there was a few days they going on over there, Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, V'hein lo ya'aminu li. They're not going to believe me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me. So he says, okay, I'm going to give you the miracles you should do, the oisois, the moifsim, and that's going to be signs that I sent you to take out Yidden from Mitzrayim. So then he says, but I'm not, and I'm yes. It was all, a few days, all week, 7 days was going on. And the last day he says, V'ayoymar Moshe el Hashem. Moshe says to Hashem, Be Hashem, he's asking, Loi ish dvarim anoichi, I don't know to speak. Gam mitmoil, from yesterday, gam mishilshoim, it means the old 7 days, it's moil, shilshoim, together, is 7 days. Gam me'oz dabercho el avdecho, from when you started to speak to me, ki chvad peh, uchvad lashoim anoichi, he has this problem with his mouth, he can't speak good. It's very strange, from when he can speak? So the Medrash tells us, when he was a small child, he was by Paroi, and he wanted to see if he's clever because he took off the crown of the king. So he bought a plate with fire, a plate with gold, and he sent the hand to the gold. The Malach came and pushed his hand to the fire, and he put it into his mouth, and from then he was kvad pe and kvad loshein. So what he's saying over here, lo ish dvarim anoichi, I don't want to speak, I have a problem. From kvad pe, kvad loshein, mitmoil, mishilshoim, me'oz dabercho el avdecho. From when you started to speak to me, Nevuah, from then I have a problem from speaking. From then he has a problem. He has much more. Only, the Reb Chaim says that when every Navi gets a Nevuah, a part of the Nevuah that he gets is also the way out to say the Nevuah. We see by Yeshaya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yeshayahu Anovi, Kra v'goroy. Say your nevuah loud. Al tachsoich. Don't whisper, don't say it quiet. Kashoifar horein koilecho. Raise your voice like a shoifar, like a trumpet, that everybody should hear the nevuah that say. It means besides the nevuah, what to say, it gets also the way, how to say the nevuah. Quiet, loud. Hashem Elohim, Yeshayahu says, Hashem Elohim nosan li, leshoin limudim, a language, a mouth, a tongue that could teach, lodas, to know, lo'us es yo'if dobo, to teach someone that's thirsty to know, thirsty for the knowledge. So it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person, he gives the Navi, also not only what to say, only also the way how to say. Moshe Rabbeinu thinks that he's a Navi like all of them. It's not yet, he didn't get, he's not yet the Navi from Am Yisrael. Now it's still before when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling him to come to be the Navi, and he's negotiating, he doesn't want to send someone else, he doesn't want it. So he comes and he says, okay, I see that you're speaking to me over the whole week, and you're telling me, go be the Navi from Klal Yisrael. But I can't speak. Lo ish dvarim anoichi. So maybe from when you started to speak to me, it was supposed to become better. It was supposed to become the way to say the nevuah. Supposed to be clearly that everyone should understand. But I see gam also mitmoil gam mishilshem gam meoz laberech olavdecho. Even in this week that you're speaking to me and you're telling me go say nevuah, I don't see my problem as becoming better. That he has a problem from when he was a child, from 2 years old. Till this, when now he's 8 years old, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him, that's not no rayas, has nothing to do with the nevuah. So he has a problem from Tvadpek Vadloshen. But he's coming to say, I have a problem from Tvadpek Vadloshen also now, in these days. What's the answer? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, Anoichi Hayein Picha. You are different from all Levim. All Levim needs to say with their own words, with their own mouth. They need to create the prophet from the idea that they get. They making the nevuah, they saying the nevuah. They need to have a language, k'ra begoroin, a clear voice, loud. They have all this name, but by you it's different. By you it's shchina medaberes mitoich groinoi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to speak out from your throat. You don't have this problem. So this is Rav Chaim's vault about the nevuah's Moshe, Barai from the Psukim. But let's go back to the Ma'aril Diskin. Ma'aril Diskin explains why Bilam got this stage, this dargah of Nevuah, so high that the Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks out of his throat. He says, why? Because the Nevi'im, we say, they get the idea and they give it the words. They give it, I mean, ideas, something, you know, much more. It's they're going to have bracha in houses, in the country, and what it is. They're going to have blessing, they have a bracha, shefa. Now the Navi gives out the shefa and his words and his ideas and what he thinks that's good. If he was giving Bilam to say, give Klal Yisrael what's good for him, so maybe he was all having, I don't know what, you know, what he used to do, yeah? Baal Asoinoi, and I don't know what more. Which bracha he was giving to Klal Yisrael? They should have all a lot of Asoinois? They should have a lot of Echveis Nishmas? So that's why they said, don't give him to explain what's the bracha from Hashem that's going to come. He shouldn't give it in his dirty ways and his what he thinks that's good. Leave it alone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving him the words. He should give the bracha what Hashem thinks the bracha is. Because he was so down, low level, so he was going and explaining what bracha means in a very, very low level. I think one of the Chassidish Asfarim says that what was the curse that Bilam wanted to give Klal Yisrael? It says, a bracha in Gashmias. No bracha in Ruchnias, only a bracha in Gashmias. Bracha in Gashmias is also a good bracha. But I think that this Baruch Meshbuz is coming, is saying the same idea from the Maharil Diskin. He said he was getting the bracha, he's getting it's going to be a shefa, it's going to be a bracha. But he was going and taking the bracha and putting it in bracha in Gashmias, in a low level of Gashmias, and that was the problem. That's why he got only the words, the same like Nevuas Moshe, Zed Var Hashem. That's the vault, Ma'aril Diskin. Shachan Avi Ezri comes and he goes, takes this vault, and he goes on with it to explain a very interesting question about Akedas Yitzchok. So Akedas Yitzchok is a famous question, what was the Nisoyon from Avraham Avinu? And with our normal, the Oilam asked this question, what was the Nisoyon? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you yourself, go, be, sacrifice your son, Yitzchok for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for Oilam. It's what's the chiddush? That's the question like everybody asks. Rav Shach asks us a bit different. He asks, you have a way to get out of it? Let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Yitzchak dead. You have a way? And if you're not going to sacrifice him, so he's going to be dead in a different way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no problem with it. So he has no choice. At all. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want your son sacrificed for me for Oila. He could get away with it? No way. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, it's going to happen. Nah, he's not going to do it himself. It's going to happen a different way. Yeah, accident. Thousands of ways it could be this thing. So he's doing what Hashem says. What's the chiddush? So Rav Shach explains that when he's talking about Nevuas Avraham Avinu, it was which Nevuah? It was like Moshe and Lehavdil Avinam? No. It was a Nevuah like all Nevim. He got the idea, right? Aspakla Yosheinu Meira, and he explained it, he gave it out with his words. The minute that you get the idea, and you need to explain the idea, to give it out, to give it words, to give it a mashma'ut, so you have, every time your negias, you have your own negia on. I don't want to explain this nevuah that means that I need to sacrifice my loving son Yitzchak, that I love him so much. So let's say that it means something else. And when you have an abstract idea, it's very easy, you know, like you said, an abstract painting or something, it's very easy to push into the idea of everything, what you want. And the same thing, the nisayon from Avraham Avinu was, if he's going to be straight, if he's going to be loyal, if he's not going to try to, you know, to turn around the nevuah that should be something easy for him, only he's going to go and look only what's Ratzon Hashem, and he's going to have the courage to say, yes, the idea of this nevuah means I should sacrifice my own son. The nisayon was if he's going to have a negiah that's going to make him drei this nevuah the easy way, or he's going to be clean enough, rain, now Rav Shach used to call it, rain from negiahs, clean from negiahs, clean from all interest, to do only Ratzon Hashem. That was the nisayon from Avraham Avinu, lefi, according to this verse from Ma'aril Nisken about nevuas Bilam. There was a very interesting thought about Bilam. I saw from the Baal Shem Tov, but it's interesting that a non-Chassidish sefer is not brought down. The only sefer that's being down, this vault from the Baal Shem Tov, is Keilas Yitzchak. Keilas Yitzchak is a real literature sefer printed in Vilna over 100 years ago. And it's all the Werther over there, all the Teures over there, all literature Teures. And it's the vault from the Baal Shem Tov. It being down like this. We see in the Nevuas Bilam, how Bilam got Nevuah? That's the question. So he says like this. We see in Nevuas Bilam, Ne'um Bil'am, b'noi be'oil, u'ne'um ha'gevel, shesum ha'oin. What means shesum ha'oin? So Rashi has two perushim. One perush, shesum ha'oin, open eye. It means, einoi nekura u'mutza yislachutz. His eye was open because he didn't have no eye. So it was only a hole. So it was shesum ha'oin, open eye. And the second chat, shesum ha'oin, is one eye, oyin, not einayim. Both eyes, only one eye. Shesuma ayin. He saw. Shesuma means he saw good. It was open. Only one eye was open. The second one wasn't open. So we know shesuma ayin means, according to Rashi, that he was blind in one of his eyes. Okay. So shesuma ayin means blind. The Targum comes and explains neum agever shesuma ayin neum gavre the shapir chose that sees good. A minute, it's Gavre the Shapir Chose. The Targum is supposed to say Gavre the Sam Yo'enei. That is blind in his eye, not the Shapir Chose, he sees good. So to explain the Voltum of Baal Shem Tov, to say for us a story, it's an old story, it was a lot of visions, but it goes like this. The Wiz once was one of a Yid that worked by the Paritz, by the Puritz over there in East Europe, and he was a Rander, how they call it in Yiddish. Used to rent from the pub, you know what, the meal, everything what was over there, and used to pay him in once in 3 years, and used to get a profit he used to take for himself. And he didn't have what to pay, so he wanted to put him in the hole. So that's what he used to do, put him in the hole. So the Yid comes to the Sporitz, and he's asking him, he's begging him, he says, okay, you're going to put me in the hole, you're going to get him with money, you're going to have him with something, not going to have nothing. Leave me out, maybe. Could be, I'm going to try. Maybe I'm going to bring the money. Maybe not. But what are you going to have, rich revach? What are you going to have from putting me in the hole? Hey, the Poritz was bad, very rude. So he decided to make fun of him. He tells him, listen, I a few years ago, I went out to catch animals. I know it's something else over there. And one of my eyes, I got a shot in my eye, and I lost one of my eyes. So I went to to the Bregg doctors, and they left me a glass eye. It looks just like the eye. No one can say a difference between the real eye, the natural eye, and this glass eye. If you could say the difference, which one is the normal eye, the right eye, and this, which one is the glass eye, so you're getting your freedom, and you're not going to the hole. The Yid thinks, I don't see no difference, but 50-50, I mean, let's try. And I'm not going to lose nothing from saying something, let's try. Okay, so he stands and he makes himself very clever, very smart. He's looking at this. Yeah, so. This was the right eye, and he says, well, you know, showing himself very much. Full head, this is the right eye, this is the glass eye. Wow, you did it, you knew. How did you know? But no one, all my friends, hundreds of people tried, and no one didn't know what's the real eye, what not. How did you know? What's the answer then? So listen, and this eye, I saw something in mercy, of pitying something. It's Rachmanis. It can't be a real eye. It must be a glass eye. It's not real. He saw Rachmanis, mercy, and this eye, in the right eye, it can be, it's your eye. It's supposed to be a glass eye. So the Baal Shem Tov says that if we're talking about Bilam. Bilam, he was a tummy. I mean a real tummy. And everything is all his life, and everything what he did was tummy. His whole body was tummy. How could be Shoyre and Bilam a Ruach Nevuah? Ruach Nevuah is a holy Ruach, it's a spirit of Kedusha. How it comes down on someone that's so tummy? He says only a person is not only the outside body, what we see, only the world, also inside body, a Ruchnius body. That's the whole thing, it's built the same like, the Neshama is built the same like the goof, outside two hands, two feet, two eyes, a mouth, two ears. It's built the same way, and when a person does a mitzvah, so the spiritual body of the person becomes stronger. When he does a avera, the spiritual body of the person becomes sick, and it becomes, it's a nirkav, it gets out. And that's the way that everything is running. Now, he says, even someone that doesn't have no hand, and the spiritual body, so he has everything. All the Ramach Ivorim and all Shesagidim, everything is built. Now, this Bilam, he was blind in one eye. There was one eye he didn't do Averis with. Because he couldn't. Because he was blind. He says, with this eye that he didn't do Averis, but in the Ruchni's body, it was all. He had both eyes. This eye that he didn't do Averes, Ne'um Gavre, the Shapir Chose. With this eye, he saw very, very good, all the Nevues and everything. Ne'um, the Shosumayin, with the eye that he didn't see, that he saw. There was also a very interesting word, when I'm speaking, so and this, I think it's a mamish, not allowed to lose this word. It was a word for Rabbi Yitzchak Kutna. He says, why does Bilam became blind in one eye? So Rashi tells us, it was a punishment. Because he said, Mimono afar Yaakov, umispar esroi v'Yisrael. The Kaddish Baruch Hu Yoshev u'moyin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting and counting, Revi Oiseyam shal Yisrael, to know when is going to come a tipa that's going to become from Et HaTzadik. So he says, what? Someone, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Kaddosh. And Meshal Sov is all Kaddoshim. Yistakel bedover zeh? He's going to have an interest in just things when people, is getting together to have children, he's looking over there to see when it's going to come at Tzaddik. So, al dovol zeh, Rashi says, nismeis einei shel Bilam, a punishment, and that he got blind in one eye. So, says Rabbi Yitzchak Kutner, we know all punishments from Hashem is midah keneged midah. What's midah keneged midah, getting blind in one eye, and asking this question, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks into this thing? So he says, if we know why a person has two eyes, what gives the two eyes? Three direction. Right. With one eye, a person could see everything. He could see the two directions, but he can't see the deepness. He can't see the deepness of something, right? The three directions is also the deepness. What's closer, what's far away? What? 3D. 3D. 3D, yeah. The depth. Okay, the deepness. So to see everything, the depth from a thing. Now, what was the problem of Bilam? If we're looking about the story from Mimona Afar Yaakov, what was his problem? He didn't see the depth of it. He saw it flat. He saw it, you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu looks into such a thing, look into it in the deepness of this part, of the depth of this part, you're going to understand that it's very, very deep. It's not so simple how it looks when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks into Mispor Esroi Ba'Israel. You don't see no depth in this, you're not going to see no depth in life. That's the Midah Keneged Midah. Okay, it's very interesting. This whole parasha is very interesting, but we see that Bilam, how big is he, and how deep he gets his nevuas, and so big and so great, like Moshe Rabbeinu, he stays Bilam or Rashi. Why? So Chazal tell us. Because he was Ayin Ra'a, Ruach Gvoya, and Nefesh Rechava. What's the three things? Kina, Ta'ava, and Kavod. And from that begins that, because nevuah doesn't make a person better. It makes him stronger. It makes him more powerful. It gives him more spiritual koiches that he can do with the things. But if the base of the person is bad, so you're gonna give him more things, he's gonna be bigger, but more bad. It's like taking a small kid. You're giving him a gun. He's staying a small kid. The minute he didn't do his avodat amidot, he didn't work on himself to become better, so the power that he's getting is only going to be a punishment for him. It's not going to be good for him. You need a lot of him to stand, to give him limits. He shouldn't have this problem. He shouldn't use his power for bad things. That's the problem of Bilam. And it's very interesting, what I love to see in the parsha, as you see, you're going on the whole parsha, and you want to know something about a person? Ask his friends about him. Right? Okay, let's ask Bilam's friend what they think about him. Balak is calling him to curse Am Yisrael. I mean, to kill, to make dead a whole nation, the whole Am Yisrael. And what are you speaking about the whole time? Kavod. His own honor. Right? It's unbelievable. You see the old psukim from beginning to end. He tells him, he sends them shlichim, Kabed achabedcha me'oid. Kabed achabedcha me'oid. I'm going to give you a lot of kavod. Very much a lot of kavod. Okay. Then he tells them, why do you want to come? You thought I'm not going to give you enough kavod? You see, the old sukkah is going again and again and again. Vayoymar Balak el Bilam. Balak tells the Bilam, Haloi sholoyach sholachti eilecha likroiloch. I sent people to call you. Loma loy alachto eiloi. Why did you come? Ha'umnam loy uchal kabdecha. I can't give you COVID. I mean, maybe there was other reasons. Maybe he didn't feel well. Maybe Matzpun woke up and he doesn't want to kill all the Yidden. Can it be such a thing? No, that's for sure. It's not going to happen. His conscience. He said that maybe his conscience woke up that he's not afraid. Because, he said, one of the French philosophers said that his conscience is clean. Because he never didn't use it. So he says that, that's his show about Bilam. As conscious, he's not afraid, nothing is not going to happen to him. But if there is a reason why Bilam didn't come is, Loi uchal kabdecha, because he thought maybe he couldn't give him enough cover like he's supposed to get. And then it goes later, he comes and he gives brachas to Israel. He's blessing them instead of cursing them. So what Bilam tells him, Balak tells Bilam, Amalti kabedecha betcha. I said I'm going to give you COVID. Vehine, you say it's not you. You didn't mean to give brachas. You mean to curse them. But, hine, it comes from Hashem. Menoachu Hashem, COVID. Hashem didn't want, you should have COVID. Maybe Hashem has other reasons besides COVID. It could be, yeah? Maybe Hashem loves Klal Yisrael, and that's why he said that he shouldn't curse them, only he should bless them. By Balak and Bilam, everything, the whole life is around one thing. Kavod, 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 kavod. Yes, kavod, not kavod. Hashem means kavod. Everybody means kavod. And when a person is so small and everything is about himself, the whole time is so full of himself, so much kavod the whole time, so you see, even he gets powers, like Moshe Rabbeinu, such a big koyach of kedusha, he stays the same Bilam, the same small little man that uses all his power to stay small. Hey, I want to finish off with a word that has nothing to do with Pasha's Bilam, Balak and Bilam, but it has to do with everything. I mean, a more general thing. There is an interesting, we see in Yaakov and Lavan. Yaakov and Lavan, Yaakov was by Lavan 20 years, and then he's running away. Right? He calls his wives and his children, he calls them, let's go away. They waiting that the day that Lavan is going to take the wall, to cut the wall of the sheep, Logo is a Tzoynoi, and they escape. 3 days they walking, to torture Israel. And after 3 days, the shlichim from Lavan, the people from Lavan, go back the way 3 days, and they tell Lavan that Yaakov is escaping. He takes, he goes in 1 day what they did till today in 7 days, I mean 6 days and today, 7 days, and Lavan comes to Yaakov Avinu, and he says, why did you run away? What, I was sending you betupim, betmechalos, with singing and dancing, and why didn't let me kiss my daughters and sons, and grandsons? And Yaakov tells him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to go to Eretz Yisrael. But it's interesting, Lavan tells him that Yaakov Avinu, he tells him, Ve'ato, now, Halei Cholachto, you left me, you went away, Ki nichsoif nichsafto leveis avicho, because you want to go to your father's house, to Yeshiva, to Yitzchak Avinu. Lomo gonavto es Elohoi, why did you steal the trophim? Why did you steal my getchkalach? My getchkalach, my bedezores. Lomo gonavto es Elohoi, why did you steal my getchkalach? I don't understand, a minute. You know what was Lavan's house? Lavan's house was an academy of robbery and stealing. And Lavan ha'arami. From him comes lots of ideas how to steal. Who's the thief? Yaakov. Maybe it's a Talmud of Machkimis Rabbi. One of his children did it. Stole the trophim. No, if there was a thief of it, it's Yaakov. It's supposed to be Yaakov. Second of all, what makes a difference the way he's going? You're going because you're going to Yeshiva, you're going to your father's house. Why did you steal the trophim? You come with a claim. Why did he steal the trophim? So say, why did you steal the trophim? What makes a difference to where you're going? Like you say, you're going to Shul Tadavim, why did you throw the garbage next to my house? Yeah, what's your claim? Why threw the garbage next to my house? It's the same, why did you throw? What has to do with where he's going? Only, there was a revolt from Rabsholbrach, one of the big rabbonim in Hungary, and he said, like this, I think the same revolt was from Rabshimeshkop also. The same, mamish, the same, interesting. He says like this, Yaakov, a lot of them comes at the Taina. He says, I remember when Eliezer came to take Rivka, your mother, for Yitzchak, he came Hayoim Yotzasi, the Hayoim Bossi, he had Kvitzas Aderech. He went back, the same thing, Kvitzas Aderech. You yourself, you came of it 20 years ago, you came until Lacharon, oi, Makam Sheispalanu Avoisai, and it didn't daven. He goes back to Eretz Israel, sleeps over there, and comes a day later, Kvitzas Aderech. What's happening today? Why are you walking away 7 days, and I in 1 day accomplish everything, what you did in 7 days? Where is your Kvitzas Aderech? So I know what you're going to tell me, says Lavan. You're going to tell me, when you go for a mitzvah, you have kvitzas aderech. But now I'm not going for a mitzvah, I'm just going home. Eliezer, to being Rivka, was a mitzvah. I came of it 20 years ago, it was a mitzvah. His father and his mother told him, go to Haran. So it was a mitzvah, but now it's not a mitzvah. Says, no. Haloi chalachti, you're going ki nichsoiv nichsafta levei savicha. You're going to Yeshiva, you're going to your father Yitzchak. Why you don't have kvitzas aderech? I know why. You stole my getchkalach. You stole the trophim. When you go with you, you have the trophim, so you don't have no siyata d'shmaya. You don't have no kvitzas aderech. Why did you steal the trophim? So says Rav Shimon Shkop and Rav Shaul Brach. Every person, every yeshiva man, every yid, comes to shul to learn. Comes to yeshiva to learn. Comes to cheder to learn. Comes to shir toira to learn. He's supposed to have a kvitzas aderech. A kvitzas aderech in his brains. A kvitzas aderech in his heart. That he could learn Torah, and he's going to understand Torah. And much more than what he could be derech ha-teva, and his nature. He's going to get much more. But what could be the problem? Why did you steal the trophim? Leave the trophim in Lavan's house. Leave the getchkalach over there. You can't shir Torah, leave the getchkalach at home. Can't shir Torah to be clean from getchkalach. And then you're going to see, you're going to have a kfitzas aderech, and understanding Torah, and feeling Torah, and loving Torah, and imirtz Hashem, we should zoichet, geul ha-shleima, b'meirav yameinu, amen.